Jay, obviously, as we talk annual meeting time, you're spending a lot of time on the phone talking to lawmakers on an issue that certainly is important to the co-op and ag in general.
It really is. Agriculture, there's really no contingency done for a railroad. I mean, you can't hire enough trucks. You can't get enough trucks. The railroad is just too big of a factor. So we're putting all of our voices against this issue and trying to get something through the Senate to make this issue get solved, because it's just too big of an issue to play games with, and we need railroads to be running hard.
So you've been talking with senators. As you said, it shouldn't be this hard. What's the holdup?
You know, I can't speak for each senator what goes into their thinking, but clearly there's a lot. And all we can say is, on behalf of agriculture, there's a higher purpose here, and the good of the country should outweigh some of the other factors that my people are taking into consideration. And these are good people. They're good people. And I'm just always hopeful that at the end of the day they'll put the good of the country first.
We have so many logistical issues, whether it's ports, the river issue that we're dealing with. You mentioned the trucking. We can't seem to get enough hire to get that job done. How are you maneuvering through that environment?
Yeah, it's we've had our challenges this year, as you know. I mean, river issues and have been associated with the drought have been kind of the new issue that for much of the area has dealt with. But, you know, trucking issues have never been real easy. They've never been real easy for us. And so we deal with it. We deal with it often. It's a tough business. It's a tough business. And at the same time, we like to feel that we've got our competency within that, and we work hard at it. And at the end of the day, try to bring value back to the farmer, and it works.
It certainly is an interesting time, the dynamics at play, because commodity prices are high. Government payments have come through this year. You guys are putting out $1 billion into the rural community with patronage and equity. That's a huge infusion of dollars into the ag economy.
It really is. This is all into the rural areas of our trade territory and rural areas of North Dakota and Minnesota and the areas of your listeners. It's really, really impactful because it's a lot of cash, and that's what it is. It's cash that gets sent out to both direct owners in CHS as well as local cooperatives in CHS, and that money gets reinvested in their businesses, and gets reinvested in local communities. So it's really a nice story, and we're proud to be able to be a part of it.
Had a very record year. Give me the path forward. How are we looking as we go to the next 5 years as an example?
You know, Don, I think as we sit here together, I think agriculture is in a good spot. Not an easy spot. I mean, this business doesn't work that way, and we all know that. But in a good spot. I think there's just a lot of good things going with on agriculture. The U.S. farmer's ability to compete around the world is not a question. The U.S. farmer can compete with anyone. And increased demand for protein. And then at the same time, some world events that are just very much in play, some of them tragic, like Ukraine, but also have great impacts in agricultural issues and agricultural supply around the world. So, we've just got a lot in play. I think as agriculture, a good window that we are in, but we're also cognizant of the fact that, the world will come at us with things we don't anticipate. And that's a fact.
It shared with others that every morning I come in and it's like, what thing blew up overnight? Yeah. You look at even just China today with the COVID protocols that they've had and the protests and those kind of things. All of this comes back and has an impact on agriculture.
It really does. And, the point that you just made was really, I think, the point to be watching now is some of the protests earlier this week to see how does that play out. Because you can really get your head around the fact that people are got to be just getting fed up about being locked up that many years associated with COVID. But what is the solution for that? How does that play out when you're talking about, second or third largest economy in the planet? And just could be really, really impactful. So we're watching it really closely.
Certainly getting a lot of computer chips, AI, a lot of product that comes out of China, which we have seen it's impacted being able to get our job done.
It really has. And it's just, it's a huge economy. Very important world player, important for your listeners because a lot of the crops go that direction. And at the same time, to say that we know how all that's going to play out is going too far because it's very uncertain.
Another big topic, human capital. Every place we go to has got that help wanted sign out. As a co-op, how are you dealing with it? How are your country operations dealing with?
Yeah, it really is. It is a big issue. Talent for anyone. I don't get talent in farms, talent in farm-related businesses, talent in cooperatives. You name the industry, and we're all dealing with it. I think, you know, the way we're dealing with it, frankly, is how do we be that employer of choice, and how can we attract people? And things like compensation, for sure, are some important things, but also, what is it that you're about? And frankly, for cooperatives and agriculture, I think we just have a really great story to tell, because you're about something bigger than you. You're about helping feed people around the world. I think it's noble work. I think the people that work in the industry feel it's noble work. It is about something bigger than just they are. And I think those are some of the keys that we in agriculture can lean on. Now, you still have to be there with compensation and benefits and work-life balance and things of that nature. But we have a great story to tell, and we don't have to make it up. We don't have to find the right words to use here, because the story is helping feed people. And what we see is talent joining the companies want to be about companies that have that kind of a mission, and industries that have that kind of mission. And whatever role you play in agriculture, local cooperatives, farm level, CHS, we have that, and that's the truth.
You're going to be addressing delegates. What's the message here?
So the message is invest in growth. I think we have a really good opportunity and time in agriculture to pick the avenues of growth, and we at CHS are leaning in hard on growing, on maintaining our assets, on returning cash to the country, and we're working on all three of those avenues at the same time.
When you look at some of those key investments, or what kind of areas are you looking at?
So we're looking at investments within our export capabilities. As this world just wants more and more flexibility and speed and space that applies at export facilities, the same way it applies in elevators in small towns in North Dakota. Same thing.
Good deal. Always appreciate the chance to connect.
Don, great to see you, and thanks for the time.